Visit Barracuda.com.
Back at the action pit. Roberta is one of my pit mates. In the pit with Roberta, that's a thought and a half. Roberta Fasanelli, who helps you out every day with the information in the Queen of Cheap box. Deals today from Chili's and from Amazon. If you want to check them out there, help yourself. Also joining me in the pit are the Boomer Broads. Janet and Anne Marie are here to discuss something that we all want not to think about. We all don't want to go into retirement. I mean, I shouldn't say we don't want to go to retirement. We don't want to get to the point where we may have to confront that age thing and get ourselves all tuned up. I will tell you as one person to another among friends, I sort of started planning when I was 54, I think. In terms of retiring, I had the ability financially to start some things, and I did. And then in the last 5, 6, 7 years, things went well, so I had the ability to put more into retirement. But since the world, the economy has fallen apart, my entire plan has gone up in smoke, and so have the resources. People ask me frequently, and have for a long time, as you continue, you know, the clock doesn't stop. You add a day every day, another year, yada, yada. What are you going to do when you retire? I don't plan to retire. I don't want to retire. I'm not interested in retiring.
That's my life. My dad was 98, but he was still working.
Right. I have no interest in it whatsoever. Now,
that's how I feel.
If I had to, let's say something happens and I can't work anymore, I don't want to be a burden on my former wife or on my children or whatever. There are certainly assets that could be liquidated, and I, you know, there would be some way of me doing something because that's just the way I am. Unless I'm a vegetable, I'm always going to do something, and hopefully it'll be productive. But that's me. We all have a different thing. You guys, I can't imagine you're good at what you do. You enjoy what you do. Roberta, I can't imagine her having a formal plan to start. It isn't in our strata, if you will, our sort of circle, the people who are as we are, not just because it's the reality that people even who may want to retire actually can't for the most part, unless you've got a cushy government job, as much as an oxymoron. It used to be the union people most people belong to unions and they had retirement funds, but how many of them are kaput? Look at whether it's General Motors or United Airlines or any other. And by the way, we were talking about that. We had a candidates night here, Janet and Anne Marie, last night. And some of the people that were, presented themselves running for various offices in town, when confronted with the tens of millions of dollars the town has in unfunded retirement mandates that they haven't got a clue as to how they're going to pay for them, they negotiated them in. Contractually, they're obligated, but they don't have the money, and they won't have the money. So people are going to either retire to nothing, they have retired and they have been getting money out of the retirement fund, but sooner or later, it's going to stop because there isn't any money. Either you pay the people who've retired or you pay the people who are currently working. That's what it's going to boil down to. And what people haven't really understood about the issue that was heightened by the focus on the municipal and state workers in Wisconsin is that this is a problem that the entire country is faced with because the unions, through their ability to raise funds, campaign contributions to the politicians, and they in turn pay them back by giving them these fat retirement packages that can't be sustained. So the bottom line here is, what do all of us do? If you're single, if you're a couple, and in retirement, that's part of the question, in retirement, do you and your spouse agree on what you want to do with your time? That's something that none of us, Roberta has to think about it somewhat, but Anne Marie and Janet and I, we're not spousal.
No, but it's interesting because Janet and I do talk about, and there's a 10-year age difference between Janet and me anyway.
Yeah.
But we talk about it all the time.
Janet is 10 years older than you, right?
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. That's really funny.
How to make friends.
I'm hanging up. That's
yeah.
No, we talk about it all the time. I mean, I think baby boomers should talk about it. And for some reason, it's one of those,
because they don't know where all this is going. It's all fear-based, don't you think?
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. And it's age-based, which is, as you said, I think that was the first thing you said, nobody wants to talk about getting old. But you know what? When you hit your 50s and 60s, and Doug, you said it, you were 54, you started to plan.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, and I think I speak for everybody on this. In this group, I don't see a one of us retiring to Florida, playing golf, and sitting by the pool. That's gone.
Yep, done.
But for two reasons. One, as you said, Doug, we can't necessarily afford to just do that.
Yep.
And I don't think that we want to do that. Mm-mm.
The end of life as we know it happens when people, I was thinking, as we're telling the story, I remember a guy named Arthur Burns, God bless him. He drove a bus for the Boston and Worcester. You guys from Boston know the old B&W lines that used to run between Boston and Worcester. This guy drove a bus for 45 years. Started when he was 21. At 65, he's going to retire. He's retiring in late January of 1981. Just before I took over the company. That's how I happen to know this story. So Arthur Burns gets his bus stuck in Park Square in Boston. Or he's stuck. He gets out of the bus with all the people in the bus, and he's showing them what he wants them to do, and he demonstrates by pushing against the bus. Here's what I want you to do. Push here. Everybody on the bus will get the bus out of the snowbank. So he shows them what to do. He gets back in the bus. He walks up the steps to get to the driver's seat, drops dead of a heart attack 3 days before he's going to retire.
Wow. How many times have we heard stories like that?
Exactly.
People retire, 6 months later, they're dead.
Done.
Dead.
Finished.
Dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a horrible fate. If you want to go there, swell. Most of us don't want to because we've learned, especially as the timetables get older, we had a turnaround last week. The last two or three years, we've had reports even into last fall of how the age number, how long we're going to live in America, sort of went backwards, and now it's turned around and going the right direction again, mostly because women are living longer, not men. Mm-hmm. Women have added to the overall. Men are living to be 75 and a half. Women are living to be 80 and a half. Their number was 79. So they've stretched it out a little bit. Thank you for that.
Well, it's the old question, why do men die before their wives?
And that's a very good
question.
Because
they want to.
Oh, I like that. There is that question about that. All right, so that's addressing one of the issues here. That is whether, in fact, you want to retire. And I think we all agree you don't want to.
It depends on your definition of retire.
Uh-huh.
If retire means stopping the kind of work that you've been doing all of your life and reinventing yourself and doing something new, that could be the definition of retire. And I've been thinking a lot about it. There are things I've always wanted to do in my life. I've always wanted to be an interpretive park ranger.
Uh-huh.
I've always wanted to go back to school and study nursing.
That's great.
It's
things
like that.
Do you think
you'll do it? Do you think you would actually make the jump?
At some point, yes.
Great.
Yeah, I
still have young children. Well, young children. I still have teenagers, you know, who have to go to college. And
yeah, you have a little while.
I figure, 5 years. But I'm thinking, okay, when I'm 65, what do I want to do?
Well, I don't know whether
that mesh with your husband. Does that mesh with him?
I am pretty much, to be honest with you, I do not include him in my plans.
Well,
what prompted
this discussion was yesterday's Wall Street Journal special section.
Uh-huh.
He says Maine, she says Florida.
Right.
And it's a really fascinating section on...
I say California.
Okay, that's cool.
Me too.
Cool. But what it points out is that we're changing the definition.
Hmm.
There are more options. Some of us don't want to retire. Some of us want to not only not retire, but do exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah.
And that has become, travel.
Do something,
join the Peace Corps.
Something great. I always wanted to be in the Peace Corps. Doing
Me
something
too.
You've wanted to do all your life.
Yep.
And
right. there's a new acronym too.
Uh-huh.
It's called LAT, LAT, Living Apart Together.
Yes, Oprah had a big thing on it.
Yeah. See, that
yeah,
with
but it
me,
sounds like that's where you're going, Roberta, in a way.
Well, you know, it gets to the point where you've been the mother, you've been the wife, you've been the parental caregiver, and all of a sudden when all of these responsibilities aren't there anymore, or you have a spouse who, you know, most men want to be couch potatoes.
Yeah.
They don't
want
to be angry
not me.
In their later years.
Oh, well, you're, my God.
You're different, though.
Oh, my God.
That's unusual. They're also saying for decades, only 1 in 10 people wanted to, like, move.
But you see what
now that's growing.
What's absent from this conversation are those of us who really like to the point of loving what we do. I have a wonderful life in the main. I have it's a lot of work keeping the farms going, especially in the economic realities we face. But I still find now that I've come back to the farm over the weekend when I was busy, we were getting things sorted out and ready for spring and the work, the tractors, the equipment. I get very charged up about that because my whole reason for being, I know why I'm on this planet, it's to help nurture things and help watch things grow and help
that's
things
that's lovely
grow.
That's so lovely
and the whole
really?
Yeah I mean the whole thing about
so you'll keep doing that right?
Yeah and plus this radio program I think I we've been teasing about this the benchmark is the show that Don Wilson hosted called The Breakfast Club on ABC Radio for 35 years that show was on the air. Well, Richie and I decided a couple of weeks ago, we're in the 23rd year doing this program, or I am, and I've decided that I'm going to do this program at least 36 years, which gives me another 13 years to do it, because I want to beat the record of the old show. It was 35 years.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then
you'll continue on the farm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason not to continue on the farm. That's what keeps me physically active. Hopefully my mind works and, you know, all of those things don't change. But, you know, to each his own, they say. But what the focus of this article and what we kind of touched on it, the dreams that you may have are based on you doing what you're not liking. But the reality is most of you are going to have to keep working, whether you like it or you don't like it. Yeah. So find something you can do that you like. It's a hobby. It's something. You start a little business at home.
Well, yeah, I think that the lesson is what Janet was saying earlier, and that is you got to start thinking about it because you can't wait until you're 70 years old
right.
to start thinking about it. It's too late.
Think about it now. Make plans, but just think about what it is that you want to do and don't feel like you have to. I mean, you're going to have to, but, you know, make it – even if you kid yourself, we all have Social Security anyway. At least my generation, your generation does, whether our kids do or not. That's their problem. But that's not my problem. That's their problem. If they're going to run the country, they better figure out how to straighten out the messes that we've created because we've allowed this country to go to hell in many ways. And sadly, we can't take, you know, we can take responsibility. We can't fix it. They can, and they better if they want something better at the end of the trail. All right, ladies, thank you. Very stimulating.
As always.
Janet and Anne-Marie on Good Day at 20 past the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Video of the day today was submitted by listener Julie in Montana, and we're going to play the audio from it in a few minutes. You can go online to Doug Steffen right now, dougsteffen.com. Watch as this pet bulldog, not anywhere near as cute as Charlotte, plays a skateboard video game. You gotta check this out at dougsteffen.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at chachingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Police may say groundhog last week.
Pugs and Caddy Phil escaped.
Yeah, like the raccoon I had in my basement.
Right,
he totally, in four nights, destroyed my basement. He outsmarted the traps.
Right.
It took two Hondurans to get him out.
You put two Hondurans in a trap?
Yeah, he put two Hondurans in the basement.
Those Hondurans are sneaky.
He looks at the people for the ethical treatment of Hondurans. That's Pep.
This is the bathroom. But watch out, we got some bad roaches here.
Hey, you're on our turf, man.
Hey, man, I cut you up so bad. You're gonna wish I don't cut you up so bad.
Those are bad roaches.
Come join us. Good day.
Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head.
Oh my God.
The girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone.
This is a great trivia question. Listen to this. I can't remember who it was that interviewed him. I'm close to three or four people who are close to him, and I want to get to meet him and get to know him.
You've never
bit.
Met him? Really?
I never have. As
Even with
as,
that close connection?
Yeah, exactly.
You know
yeah.
who?
Yeah, right. Well, two or three of them, actually.
Really? Yeah.
William Shatner is 80. You talk about retirement like we were. Here's a guy at 80 who's got two television programs going. He has every weekend an appearance. He does personal appearances every weekend, loves to travel around the country and just tell his stories. William Shatner, one of the most desirable and likable winning actors, I think, around today. Whether it's all the way back to Star Wars, Star Trek. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. He was in Rescue 911, T.J. Hooker, A Practice, Boston Legal, is now in Blank, My Father Says, and does that. He's got an interview show that's kind of interesting in a way. He's not a very good interviewer, but it's good. He's a good conversationalist, not a good interviewer. Have you seen that show, Roberta? He has good conversations with people, but he doesn't really get anything.
I've
they talk
caught a
about,
few of them, yeah.
He doesn't know how to ask people questions and stay out of the conversation. But because he's such a fascinating guy, you want him in the conversation.
But the one he did with Leonard Nimoy was fascinating.
Well,
you see that one? That was
friends.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, very good. It's a wonderfully enlightening thing. The two of them are great friends. And as a matter of fact, when Nimoy was in the last Star Trek movie and Shatner wasn't invited, he was really ticked off. So apparently when they do the next one, there's another one in the works, he's going to be in it. Anyway, Shatner is 80 years old, born this date 1931. Next on our list is Roger Whittaker. Oh, my God. There is nothing about this song that I don't like. And I have loved you, dear. You know this song. Don't you hear the story in the song, Roberta?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Crank it up, Michael. Australian Roger Whittaker, 75 today. This is his signature song.
There's a wicked war in me. And the taste of war I know so very well. Even now, I see the foreign flag array.
A love story, saying goodbye to his love on his way to war.
To hell. I have no fear of death. It brings no sorrow. But how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful. And I have loved you dearly,
a great
more
sentiment.
Dearly than the spoken word can
those
tell.
Words.
For you are beautiful, and I have loved you.
You should get a copy of this and listen to this song. Great, great song. All right, so Roger Whittaker, 75 today. Jeremy Clyde, who's the original guy, when you ask how your Clyde is, he's the one who answers. He's 70 today. Pat Robertson's birthday is today. And a lot of other people that we don't have time to celebrate because it's 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Navigating a bathroom in a wheelchair can be dangerous.
I didn't have a roll-in shower. I had a regular shower with a shower door.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dennis Mason solved his problem with a remodel. Now he can roll his wheelchair underneath the vanity and face forward as he uses the shelf. There's no step into his shower, and the remodeler, Green Construction Services, installed a movable shower head.
We put in a pressure temperature control valve so that you would not be scalded. Typically, we're going to put that valve accessible outside the shower so you can test the water temperature before you enter the shower and then move in and don't risk being burned or scalded by the water.
This remodel is one of the winners of the Livable Communities Awards. See the Mason's new bathroom on our website and watch a video about the redesign. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Car insurance.
Which I dearly love. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and I focused on what's going on with your life and your family, that sort of thing. I remind you about all of the benefits of going to DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Facebook. I've been following some of your comments this morning. Some great stories in there today, including the one of Dr. Ted Eisenberg, who's the most accomplished breast surgeon in the world. A good story with him and his knife-throwing hobby. Jimmy Buffett has a trademark tiger blood, so Charlie will not be able to do anything with that. I thought it was interesting. Kiefer Sutherland, Roberta, said things about Charlie. He has not talked to him for a while, but they who else was in that group of people that came along that time? Both Sheen and his brother Emilio Estevez. And let's see. What's the Indian... Isn't that awful?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips. Thank you very much, Michael. Was in that group.
Swayze.
And Swayze was in it. I think Rob Lowe was in it, wasn't he? But those guys, they're all mid-40s now, pretty much. All. How old? Charlie Sheen, I think, is 45, 46. I know Kiefer is 46 or 47. Our video of the day today was submitted by listener Julie, who's in Montana. And this is not something, I thought we had some audio attached to this, but we do not. It's the story of a bulldog like my dear Charlotte, only much bigger and heavier and not anywhere nearly as attractive, plays a skateboard video game. And it is just, it's fun to watch. Don't you like to have fun? You go, that's one of the reasons that people like to come to the website, because they know they'll learn something and they'll have some fun. So watch that and have a little chuckle when you have a moment as you're checking your email. You can check what's going on at DougSteffen.com. Also, the poll today, which a lot of people religiously, we have about 1,400 people. We have many more than that, but 1,400 people, the same 1,450 people every day do the poll. So if you're in that group, you're an exclusive group. It's a neat group. Our poll, have you ever run a marathon? The motivation behind asking that question today has to do with the story at DougSteffen.com about the fellow, the sumo wrestler, who set a Guinness World Record this past weekend by becoming the heaviest man to finish a marathon. So have you ever run a marathon. Roberta, I don't think you've ever run.
No, never run a marathon.
It's not good for your feet, your ankles, your knees.
No, running is terrible for
you. Your back's really bad for you. Anyway, have you ever run in a marathon? A, yes, many times. B, just once. C, not yet, but I'm training to. D, I have no interest in ever running in a marathon. I can't just can't wrap myself around doing that for as much as some people do. They love it. The poll yesterday, what's your favorite thing about spring, is yesterday was the first full day of spring. Today's the first full day of the Aries month in terms of if you're into the zodiac and into signs and stuff. Aries, A-I-R-E-S. Is that how you spell Aries? Aries,
A-R-I-E-S.
I think it's A-R-I-E-S, A-R-I-E-S. From now until the 22nd of April, a lot of things about Aries that are difficult. Aries mm-hmm. tend to be difficult people, difficult to understand, difficult to love. They don't even love many of them. They don't love themselves. My mother was an Aries. And
was she?
Yeah, man. Whew. Tough. Anyway, the favorite thing about spring, according to 36% of those who responded, flowers blooming, birds are singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear the noises out there, a little bit here and there. 34% of you said the weather is getting warmer, and that's very cool. 11% of you said you didn't like spring. There's always going to be somebody who doesn't like something. Everything has an up and a downside to it, right? And can you imagine, why would anybody not like spring? What does that mean? You get allergies, maybe? Maybe you have, I've started, last night, I was working at the computer, it was about 10 o'clock just before I went to bed, I sneezed 17 times.
You counted them?
Yeah. 17 times. It is, oi.
Wow.
All right. So anyway, and the flowers, let's see, spring break is 7%. All right, so that's story. All that thing.
Love spring.
The things that you can follow, we try to make it as
summer.
Interesting and active as possible. So summer is, for some people, summer is as tough as winter. Summer, it gets so hot in some places and so uncomfortable, so humid. People just don't like it, but
no,
I prefer
summer.
It over the other.
I dislike the fall because it means that winter's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
People say, oh, I love the crisp air and the leaves turning color. It means they're dying.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. No sale. I'm not in on that one. I'm with you 100%. Speaking of being with you, Roberta and I have had the experience today of meeting the fellow who created a new eye cream, an anti-aging eye cream, as he described it, for both men and women. It's called Lumatone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. Rub a dab. Remember the old Brill cream, a little dab will do you? A little dab of Lumatone will do you as well. Put it around your eyes. It will reduce the look of dark circles immediately. It's really pretty amazing. Look, bright and refreshed just a few seconds after you get up and you've got that horrible look in your eye and you figure, oh. And you bring it with it. Put it on during the day if your eyes get saggy and puffy. You don't want people to think you're tired. You want the boss to think you're alert, you're ready, you're charged up, you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
If your eyes look tired, oof. This will
fix
that problem. Puffiness, bags, gonzo. Recently, the folks at New Vitality did a test with people who had heavy bags under their eyes. In 6 weeks, 43% puffiness reduced to nothing. Down, gone, forget about it. So using Lumatone, get to treat the puffiness and the fine lines around your eyes. This is a remarkable formula. People who have done this, these folks at New Vitality have done over the years 4 or 5 of these creams that they have had on the market, and they still have them. They keep doing research to make them better and affect certain different types of your eyes. This is like a soft, silky powder, Lumatone, made with a unique cream. It's not greasy. It's not oily. Don't make an appointment to get, this plastic surgery we were talking about does more breast jobs. There are a lot of plastic surgeons specialize in your face. You know, that's swell. Everybody's got to work. You don't need it. All you need is Lumatone. And you call 800-894-3302 for a free jar right now of Lumatone. When you take part in this special offer, you just call 800-894-3302 and order the product. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Phone number, Lumatone, 800-894-3302.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that?
this down to 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And then average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta and I focusing now on the Griffin Early Childhood Center. This is the site of a $10 million experiment in education going on in Chicago. The Griffin Early Childhood Center. They're running a research project. It's actually in its first year. Started in September. It's a two-year project. The program already is getting a great deal of national attention, Roberta. The fellow who put it together is University of Chicago professor named John List. He took the $10 million grant from a billionaire named Ken Griffin, who's very concerned about education or the lack thereof in our country. The story that I saw here in the Bloomberg, I love Bloomberg News, by the way. I think Bloomberg far out does the Wall Street Journal. I think they have so many different sources. They source things well. They're not, there's no spin on it. The Wall Street Journal has a spin. It had it before Rupert Murdoch owned it, and it still got it, if not more so. But Bloomberg, pretty straightforward stuff. So the report on Bloomberg is that this is one of the largest field experiments ever conducted in economics. List is an economics professor. I think I said that, didn't I? University of Chicago. The core of the experiment, Roberta, is to see if putting money toward parents rather than just the children and teachers will lead to a more well-rounded student experiment.
What do you mean putting towards parents?
Listen to how this works. They believe there is an important interaction between students and parents and teachers.
Duh.
You can't incentivize one without incentivizing all three. So what they have done here, they are in essence splitting the money. They are enhancing parents. They are in essence paying parents to be better parents, watching the child, doing homework, paying attention to what's going on in school. So the teacher is being rewarded for doing a good job. The student's being rewarded for doing a good job. And the parents are being rewarded for doing a good job. All of this, by the way, there's also another story you can follow at AOLnews.com on this. It's called Pay Mommies and Daddies to Be Better Parents. So they have made it. I think the thrust of this is to try to understand why it is that parents lose interest in their children, because they obviously do. There are very few parents like you around, Roberta, mm-hmm. and I suppose maybe me to a lesser extent. But this is more about you because you're so close to Victoria and so supportive.
Oh, I stay on top of her.
In a daily way, you have to be. She's in a very, very exclusive school, studying very, very exclusive things that most children don't have an opportunity mm-hmm. to. There are people that would literally kill you to get into this program where your daughter is.
Yep.
And so she appreciates it because I think she's smart enough to know what she has. But, children are children. Kids are kids. And they're going to, once in a while, not toe the line. So what they've done here with this program is incentivize the parents, pay them to pay attention to their children. The teacher is being paid to make sure the children are getting good quality work and they're being followed, and the students are being paid if they accomplish what. Now, what happens if the money goes away? All this is a way of further proving that parents have lost sight of what is really important to them. And that's sort of a sad story in a way. It's proving this theory works. So if there isn't money or an incentive for the parent, how narcissistic is that?
Mm-hmm.
The parents don't pay attention to their children unless they're paid to pay attention. Good God, what a message that is. But it is what's going on at this school. And it's the $10 million they've been paying off parents. The parents then take the time. They get paid X number of dollars over the course of the year to make sure their child is doing well in school. You talk about counterintuitive. Why would you bring a child into the world if you're not going to be interested in what he or she is going to do? It just is. It speaks to something we were talking about earlier in the hour, and now that was sort of the end of the hour. What you do when you're finished, with your life? What are you doing with your life as it's starting out? And if you're bringing people into the world, what in the world are you doing to help those people that you brought into the world? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of an amazing reality, but I guess thanks. This guy proved something important. It's 49 past on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
As directed.
Operation Odyssey Dawn continues with word that a U.S. fighter jet has gone down. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The coalition military action over Libya has entered day number four with a report that a U.S. fighter jet has crashed. Military officials say the F-15E Strike Eagle suffered a mechanical problem and went down in a Libyan field. One pilot was rescued by opposition fighters in the area. The other is said to be in the process of recovery. News of the crash comes amid reports that coalition action to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya will likely begin slowing down in the coming days. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates reiterated yesterday that this military operation is not a U.S.-only operation.
We will continue to support the coalition. We will be a member of the coalition. We will have a military role in the coalition, but we will not have the preeminent role.
Gates says the leadership of Operation Odyssey Dawn may eventually be taken over by the French or the British, speaking of whom, there is quite a debate taking place among British politicians as to this intervention in Libya. British Prime Minister David Cameron, addressing the House of Commons, argued that this move was absolutely necessary as Muammar Gaddafi's violation of a UN resolution led to this.
Gaddafi lied to the international community. He continued to brutalize his own people, so it was necessary, legal, and right that he should be stopped.
Cameron said airstrikes had to begin in a race against time to stop the slaughter of Libyans. And the question of whether Gaddafi himself is a target, British military officials continue to deny this, U.S. military officials also denying that Gaddafi is a target. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With early spring comes unpredictable weather and some snow accumulation from many mountains across the east with some wide-open terrain. Chuck was enjoying that heavy falling snow in southern Vermont at...
Springtime in Vermont means skiing in fresh snow at Stratton, riding the Earth a high-speed six-pack through heavy falling snow, got us to the Tamarack Trail with deep, soft powder on the side, and we veered off to the Black Diamond Bear Bottom. We had the trail all to ourselves, sailing through a few inches of untouched snow at Stratton. I'm Chuck Devine.
Stratton has over 30 miles today, white-facing the Adirondacks, ready with some fresh accumulation and over 70 trails. Hunter to the Catskills with about four dozen runs open from five lifts. On to Michigan, where Ski Brule in the UP has 17 trails. They stay at full operation. On to Wyoming, where Jackson Hole in the last 5 days has picked up over 2 feet of snow, 116 trails. The canyons in Utah rotting some fresh snow in the last few days as well. 176 runs. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A good start to the new week on Wall Street. The Dow up 178 points yesterday, finishing at 12,037. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil up $1.26 a barrel to $102.33. A new day, a new set of concerns over Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. It was learned overnight that a pool used for storing spent fuel has gotten so hot it may have reached the boiling point. As the water in the pool boils off, the fuel rods are exposed and radiation is released. Small earthquake rattled parts of the Carolinas last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 2.9 quake struck near Chesterfield, South Carolina, close to the North Carolina border. No reports of any damage or injuries. Here's a clip of a video message released by somebody who's considering a run for president. Do you know who this is?
This is our country. Our founding fathers created it. Americans embraced it.
Republican Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, announcing on Facebook that he has formed an exploratory committee for a possible presidential bid, which means he's running. After all, when's the last time an exploratory committee got back to the person who formed it and said, we've explored it and you shouldn't run, you have no chance? Opening statements in the perjury trial of all-time home run king Barry Bonds to be heard today. The jury was selected yesterday. Bonds was charged 4 years ago with lying to a federal grand jury about steroids. Wouldn't it be something if during the trial, Bonds got upset and rose to his feet and said, injection, Your Honor. I mean, objection. Couple of closing notes. First, cold hard cash. The multi-state lottery known as Mega Millions. Lots of carryovers for tonight's jackpot worth $244 million. Mega Millions played in 41 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Finally, it's a trendy thing when it comes to GPS voice systems for your car. Celebrities supplying the voices. Case in point, the always odd Gary Busey, who really is the original Charlie Sheen. Busey, now being seen on The Celebrity Apprentice, recently teamed up with NavTones.com to provide GPS directions, offer spiritual guidance, and other thoughts as you drive. Just listen.
Left turn ahead. Watch out for the animals in your area. If you create a roadkill, you are required to stop, pick it up, and eat it. Turn right.
Thanks so much, Gary. That's exactly what I want to hear when I'm lost. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's Top Shot. Tonight, we're counting down the explosive final episodes of a competition only history can bring you.
If you can't make these precision shots, you shouldn't be here.
We'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbows...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving view.
These will be the toughest shots in the entire competition.
Top Shot, Reloaded, tonight at 10, 9 Central on History. Made every day.
¶¶